Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on another chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, that 9 out of 10 dog owners agree. At night, their fluffy friends are probably practicing satanic rituals around their beds while they sleep, summoning the spirits of Beelzebub and his many demons to steal their souls and while making their human owners slaves to dogs. You know, I thought that for a long time. Moving on, when a beloved mother passes away unexpectedly, did her spirit come back to visit each of her 5 living children? And if so, what did the bizarre sign she left mean? We'll find out today on another chilling, cold, dark, disturbing, and at times heartwarming, in a really sick way, episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, 855-853-4802. Yes, the number to call 24/7 to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. You can do it completely anonymously as well. And if you like the show, you want access to all the extras that we have out there, like the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, all of our ghost stories for the last many years. All of it commercial-free, all the episodes commercial-free. You get advanced episodes of the show before they come out to the public. You get our EPP bonus episodes, which are exclusively to our EPP members, with some of our best stories on all that. Every week, every day, extra stuff, all ad-free. Get signed up at ghostpodcast.com. Or if you like Patreon, the link is right there on the website, ghostpodcast.com. You can sign up on the site or take the Patreon link there at ghostpodcast.com. It's Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program.
Middle school. I'm finally entering into that world.
Yeah.
Lockers. Yes, lockers. The size of a small dog and with no locks.
Well, I've been trying to prepare her a little bit throughout the summer. She's like, Dad, I'm going to middle school. I'm like, I know you are. That's great. That'll be a new change.
I've been excited.
And she heard the word locker. So, of course, she's picturing the big, you know, high school type locker.
I was expecting like half of that, like a little bit smaller than that, but not to the smallest.
It's like a
size.
Gym locker. It's a gym locker is what it is.
Smaller.
No, it's about a gym locker.
You could fit this plant in it at the most.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. You're really kind of thinking you're gonna have this big locker and all that, and it's
I was at least thinking thinking I could fit my backpack
gonna
in there.
It's going to be Saved by the Bell and going to go to the Max. No, I'm kidding.
I was at least thinking I could fit my backpack in there.
Yeah. Well, nope, not even that. I was
not even a book.
I was thinking maybe it'd be like the double lockers where you could get a backpack in up or down on it, you know. But no,
yeah,
they are like pretty trainer lockers.
They're really small.
It's like if a locker could have training wheel, that's what it would be. But no, you get new building.
My cubbies were bigger than that last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way bigger.
No, there you go.
I'm disappointed.
It's teaching you about economics there. It's teaching you that when times go down a little bit, then things kind of downsize and you got to kind of roll with the punches. You don't know when things are going to change, but that's why you got to kind of get yourself more secure. Big lesson there in just that little locker.
Like, I will literally start to protest, like, we need bigger lockers.
Well, there you go. You learn how to get into a protest movement as well.
Yeah, I will.
There's so many things you can learn. The more you know, Harper, the more you know.
I would love to do that. I would love to be into a protest movement of bigger lockers for the fourth graders.
And you could do it, if you're not allowed to do it on school property, you can do it at the cemetery across the street.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Just make all sorts of like horrible signs that somehow relate to the dead people in the cemetery.
The dead people want
these people died for bigger lockers or something. Something like that.
That's horrible. Oh, God, that's horrible.
Whose side are you on? That'd be great. And there's just you marching up and down the side of the road at the cemetery protesting. You can put that on your college application where it's like, what kind of a charitable thing? So, well, I don't know if it's a charity, but it was a protest movement for bigger lockers in fourth grade. I made horrible puns to the dead people in the cemetery. To garner up attention. And eventually I got a bigger locker. None of the other kids did, but the kids just the school just wanted me to stop because it was causing problems for traffic and people trying to visit the funeral. So, you know, it's yeah. There you go.
Love that.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first story. It says, my mother passed away a while ago, and they said that sometimes you'll get some sort of sign to let you know that they're okay. Well, my mother passed away, and I am the youngest of five kids. The next 24 hours, we all encountered our own encounter with something that could not be explained. My oldest brother that night was smoking weed and listening to the radio. He said the radio kept on moving to a station with no radio signal. He said it happened a couple of times that night. My next older brother was outside at night, and there was no wind at all. He was on my mom's back porch when the wind chime started to ring. He said it lasted a good 30 seconds and said there was absolutely no wind. My sister, she encountered her doll case door open, and one of the dolls fell on the floor. There's no way it can open up on its own as the door sticks, and you have to put a little bit into it to open the door. My next brother to me was staying with my mom because of marital matters. He was sleeping, and he said it was about 3 a.m. when he was woken up to his printer turned on and printing blank pages. My encounter was quite different than the others because I had two encounters. The first one was that night my mom passed away. I was at my home and had the kitchen light on when all of a sudden the bulb blew. And then when I went to turn on the outside light and the light blew out also, but the encounter, and that kind of convinced me it was Mom. It was the day we buried her, and we did the burial, the luncheon, we all had drinks. Well, that night I went to bed. I was dreaming, and all of a sudden my mom appeared right in my dream. I remember taking it to her, and the first thing I said to her, how is this heaven? She only replied with, go through the doors. I said, what do you mean? She said again, go through the doors. I instantly woke up and looked at the clock, and it was 1:11 a.m. The next night, I went to bed, and I was dreaming. The door appeared in my dream. I woke up and looked at the clock, and it read 1:11 a.m. The next day, I went to the store and paid with cash. The girl gave me back change, and it was 1:11. I just thought it was coincidence, but about a couple months later, I went to Las Vegas for a military reunion. I really do not gamble that much, but we went out that night and came back to the resort. I was sitting at the bar having some drinks and playing the games at the bar, and I was not paying attention. I was playing just so I did not have to pay for drinks. I was playing, not paying attention. Just hitting the spin button every now and then so it looks like I'm playing and is not just drinking. I was looking at the TV above the bar and just hitting the spin button when I heard these bells and whistles. It startled me, and I looked down and I hit the jackpot. It was over $200,000. People came over and were telling me congratulations. I did not know about my days, but it was January 11th. I'm not sure if it had anything to do with my dream or waking up at that one time and my encounter with my mom in my dream. I was telling the story to someone and they recommended, let's look up what 111 means. We looked it up and it reads, angel numbers. 111 signifies the manifestation of wealth and prosperity.
Well, angel numbers, I've been seeing 222 a lot, so it's just...
What does that mean in angel numbers? What does 222 mean?
It's better than 666, I know for sure.
A message of hope, representative balance, harmony, life choices, commitment, compromise, and trust. That's what 222 means.
I've been seeing it, like, almost everywhere.
Mm-hmm. The number of the beast is mentioned in the book of Revelations. It's the answer for 666. So there you go.
Is there 333? Is that an angel number?
Let's find out what it means. It should be teaching this in fourth grade.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, saying 333 means that your prayers are coming true, and angels who bring you this number are there for you. Well, that sounds like a Hallmark card there, almost. Your prayers are coming true, and the angels who bring you this number are there for you.
I should just start, like, post, like, just, like, putting, like, little stickers of 222 all around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So our house is now blessed.
Well, that's, isn't that the 111's the way. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good one. I like that. 444 is a sign that one should keep faith and that angels are watching over one.
Wait, what's 111?
111 is the prosperity one that the story was based on.
Oh.
555 can mean a change heading your way. Yeah, I'm honestly, I'm not kidding. I get 666 a lot.
Yeah, he does. It's scary how much.
No, it is, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know, it's probably talking to a lot of people that are involved with things and...
Horrible things.
You know, not that they are doing horrible things, but they're, you know, investigating and such.
Like reporter from Amityville.
But it's bizarre. I mean, it's seriously, like, sometimes I'm just, like, I'll check audience numbers for the day and see where downloads are at. And so many times it's like 666 straight is somewhere in the equation. So, you know, it'll be like 56,666,000 or so, you know, something like that, where you'll have it intermingled.
We had it the other day at the Chinese buffet.
What did we have? It was our total?
No, it was like you were checking something on your phone.
Oh yeah. It was like a PayPal balance or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, I mean, I get that. I do see it on bank statements a lot. But, again, there's a lot of numbers on bank statements. And I'd be interested to kind of see how many times is 333 or 222 there. But the 666 is what, you know, we all gravitate to. I don't know. I feel like I get it more today these days than before I ever did this show. I don't know if I'm just more attuned to it because the mind does work that way as well. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. It says, hello, it's Felicia. I'd like to provide some updates regarding some occurrences that took place after the day my dad and I heard a growl in our basement. After that day, the lamp next to my bed would turn itself on, usually at around 5 in the morning. This is the time I wake up to get ready for work. First, I thought it was an electrical problem. This was an old lamp, after all, so I switched my old lamp with the more recent purchased one, and nothing changed. Then, while lying down one night, the sound of someone breathing resonated throughout my room. I spent the next few minutes distracting myself by internet surfing until drowsiness set in. Next morning, I said, I don't mind you turning on the light, but you did kind of freak me out when you were breathing out loud. Do you even need to breathe? If you want to stay in your room, you need to follow the rules here. One, don't breathe. Make any strange noises, throw things, or do anything too crazy. Two, do not scare or harass my cat, friends, or relatives, because that's just rude. If you can follow these two simple rules, you're welcome to be in my house as a roommate. The next few weeks, the light turning on was the only daily occurrence. Unfortunately, I would also wake up to the glaring light on weekends, too. I said, thank you for helping me wake up in the morning. I really appreciate it. I do not work weekends, though, and would love to have some extra sleep. The lamp only turned on Monday through Friday afterwards until one day it just stopped. There were no longer cold spots in my room. Mom asked if my friend was still around, and I said, no, he left. The next morning, I heard a voice say, I'm back. Later on, I exchanged the old lamp for one I received as a Christmas gift. It has a knob switch that adjusts the lamp's brightness, and for a few days, it stayed off. One morning, the lamp was switching brightness settings erratically, as if he was trying to say, see, I can figure this out too. Now we're back to our daily routine. Recently, he roamed around the house when everyone is up. The atmosphere is lively. One night, Mom wanted to watch TV but could not find the remote anywhere. After a few minutes searching with Dad, they turned around and it was suddenly on the couch. Well, we watched TV together that night. Finally, after a night of drinking and band practice, Dad sent me a video Mom shot with her phone. A very brief clip of Dad playing his stand-up bass while Mom is laughing in the background. Of course, we listened to it at high volume over and over again while laughing. Then I asked, hey, did you guys have a friend over that night? He said, no. Why? I responded with, there's a male voice in the background. I wanted to tell him that voice sounded like it came from the same individual that growled in the basement and is currently hanging out in my room. You can only say so much before hearing someone laugh while you say, oh, you... I'm going to send the file to you guys. You may have to turn it up to hear it. Other than that, the voice should be clear. At the very end of this letter, I entered what Dad and I had heard. Avoid reading our interpretation before listening to your recording. This way, your interpretation will not be derived from the power of suggestion. The events I'll write about next involve someone who's been around my life for a while, my grandpa. Thank you for taking the time to read this. I apologize for how lengthy it is. Have a good day. You there?
Well, I got chills down my back.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find this audio.
Please don't.
We'll take a
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
A little trip down memory lane. And let's see here. It's searching. It's looking. Yeah, I'm not getting it to pull up. But that would be
good because I was controlling it with my mind, obviously.
But you know, in reality though, it's really, you know, that would be a very creepy experience to have and to hear that. And I mean, you can tell, you know, the vocal tones of someone, and you know, you would just know that there wasn't somebody there that should be fitting that, but you're picking it up. It's interesting.
I know, but like the whole like set of rules for the room, I thought that was kind of funny, and then the rest of the story was just kind of creepy. And
the rules for the what?
Rules for being a roommate.
Yeah, here's what you need to do. Follow this and we'll be okay. Yeah.
It was... Make me pizza bagels every morning.
You wake up. Ding! It's ready. Let's go to another caller. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this one. Hi.
Hi, Tony. This is Ty. I reached out to you via Instagram, and you responded back with this phone number. So the stories that I wanted to talk about were like quite a few. One of them were. I'm sorry, I've never really done this before, but look, we're even talked about it. So one of them was the first encounter was when I was three in 92, and my grandmother had passed away suddenly at night, and I remember waking up and going downstairs and seeing my dad fixing the car. He wasn't really fixing the car. He was just checking the car because he had to go get my my uncle from another city that he lived in. It was like a few hours away, so he was checking like the water and stuff like that. At least that's what I remember. And then I walked over to my grandparents' house, which was literally next door, I saw my grandmother dead, and there was like my other uncles and my mom, and everybody was around, and nobody was really talking to me, or nobody was even acknowledging me. Even when I went downstairs to the garage and saw my dad, he didn't really acknowledge me. I saw him crying and everything, and then years later, I brought it up to my mom, and she said that I was really never there, and I was like, I never went downstairs, I never done anything, but everything that I described for her was exactly how it happened, and that's when she told me about, like, my dad was leaving, because when I told her, like, no, I saw my dad, like, he was literally fixing the car and stuff, and she was like, you were never there. And my dad was like, you were never there. But I remember vividly seeing him, because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And again, it was in 92, and I was born in 88. So, then she was like, I would have never like let you go to your grandparents' house. And it made sense, because like when I was talking to my dad, he never acknowledged me, or he didn't even say, don't go to your grandparents' house or anything like that, because, you know, like a parent would have done that, or at least my parents, because they're like super protective. But he didn't stop me or anything. And I don't remember anything after when I saw my grandmother passed away with everybody around her. That was one of the first things that I remember. Then another thing that happened a few years ago is that I kept having a reoccurring dream of a like somebody that my mom's uncle, and I kept waking up, and I was like telling my husband, I'm like, hey, I had a weird dream about like this older man laying on a couch with his head on somebody's lap. You know, like when you sit, like when somebody's laying down and like you put your head on somebody's lap or something like that. And I can see it every day. I had that dream. And then I had a dream of a person, of the same person being put like in, you know, like into the coffin and everything. And it was like vivid. Well, he lives in a different country. And so I called my mom and I was like, hey mom, like I've been having those dreams. Again, she never told me about him, because like my entire life, I've only seen him three times maybe. And when I told her, I was like, hey, I had this dream. And she sent me pictures of her uncle before he passed away, like the few days like he was like very ill, and he literally was laying on the couch with his lap on his head on his wife's lap, and like she was like, you know, like caressing his hair and stuff. And it was exactly what I saw in my dream. And then she also sent me like a few pictures of like you know, the funeral and stuff, and it was exactly how I had envisioned it, or not envisioned, like how I saw it in my dream, and exactly what I told my husband. And that happened like days before it actually happened. And so when I was telling my husband, I was like, hey, I have a dream about this and that. And then when I showed him the pictures from my mom, it was exactly the same. And it was like really, really freaky. Another thing, again, I have a lot of encounters and stuff. Another story was I lived alone in a house at my parents' house for a while because they were out of town. And they had my aunt has given a ring with a certain rock. It's not really a crystal, but it's like some type of rock that it's a long story. Like I can tell you all about it, but it's like you can buy like certain rings or a certain thing with a certain rock in it, and that rock would have like a, not necessarily a demon, but it's like an entity that will help you either like progress in life or whatever the case may be, and you have to sleep on it to see if the entity in that ring matches your personality or if it's okay with you. And she has given it to my dad, and my dad slept on it, and he had like terrible nightmares, and so he just threw it away. Years later, I was like, oh my god, mom, I like that ring, can I take it? She's like, well, sure. And she was like, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And I was like, okay. So I slept on it, and I had like really, really good dreams. And so I started wearing it. Again, like, I don't want to bore you with the details and stuff. And so I started wearing it, but then I did something very wrong. And you're not supposed to take it into an unholy place, which is like a bathroom or something like that, which is considered like unholy, or like, it's not. And so I took it there, and then I started having like a lot of issues, and I really never knew about it, like being like, don't take it to the bathroom or something like that. And so I started having like really, really like bad encounters in my life. And so I took off the ring and I put it on a bookshelf in the living room, and our main entry is the kitchen. And so I put it in that room, and I started hearing things at night and stuff like that. I never really cared because I was like, I'm alone, maybe the house settling or whatever the case may be. So one time I walked into the house. Again, my parents, all of them are out of town. I'm the only one that has a key. I walked in, and there were crumbs leading all the way to that bookshelf. And I was like, okay, maybe we have a rat. Called people, nothing. There was no rat. There wasn't anything. Long story short, my mom came back from out of town, and the same thing happened with her. She's starting seeing not only crumbs, but like even pieces of like she would see like her watch or like a ring or something, and it's all leading to that bookshelf. Again, that bookshelf is in it's a second living room, so it's not really something that is used. Again, we never had any rat problems or anything at all of that nature. It's a lot of like things that have happened with that. Another thing that happened, or another story, we had to go we stayed at my aunt's house for a few days because we were going out of town and we were leaving the country again. Almost always happened in the Middle East where we used to live and my dad used to work. I'm in Texas now. So we left our house just because, you know, like we locked it up, like getting ready to leave. So we didn't want to stay there for the last few days. So we went to my aunt's house. And so in my aunt's house, my aunt again was out of town, but she was out of town, like she was coming back. So we literally just stayed, we slept in the living room. That's how temporary it was, because it was literally 4 days. And so during that time, there was, I don't want to say, it's not a living room, but it's dining room, living room area with glass doors. And every day at night, there is a black cat in there. Again, that room only had four doors and three windows. Three windows even have a screen on it. So we saw the cat, the black cat. I swear to God, all of those, it's fucked up. I saw the black cat, and I was like, Mom, she was living in another room. And I was like, Mom, there's a black cat. I don't know what to do. And so we unlocked that living room. Again, everything was locked. So we unlocked it to see if, there will be no droplings and stuff. So we walked into that living room slash dining area, and there was no cat. We looked under chairs. We pulled everything. We pulled the furniture. Everything, nothing. We checked all the room. We checked all the windows and everything. Everything was the way it is. There was no broken window. There was no broken screen on the windows. There was no entry. And then we walked in. Nothing. During the day, we walked in. The next night. The next morning, there was nothing. We walked in because, we wanted to see, with the daylight and everything. There was nothing. No sign of a cat. There was no sign of droplings or anything. So you can say, a cat might have gotten in and got stuck, so there must be droplings or stuff. Nothing. Same thing. At night, there was the cat, the black cat. Again, we walked in inside right away. As soon as we saw it, there was no black cat. And when I'm telling you, those houses, they're not even wood. They're built with actual bricks and cement. And so we kept seeing it literally every single night. And we couldn't find it, and we never found it. And we left, and we really never found it.
And that's where that cuts off, I'm guessing.
It is. It's exactly where it cuts off.
Okay. So, from what I heard, it's this, part of the story was this ring that you sleep on, and apparently it's just, this, entity that chooses, if they're gonna, give you good luck or bad luck or something.
Is that something you can get on,
That sounds very cult-like.
On eBay, or?
That sounds very cult-like.
Amazon? I don't know if that's a cult or a belief.
Some sort of weird belief of a group of people. Very cult-like.
Yeah, I don't know that I would necessarily go down that road. To
neither would I.
I think that that's a good thing.
And then the black cat could have been just
It could have been.
Night. It could have just been a weird shadow,
A weird coincidence.
Because there's stuff like that.
There is.
Shadows of a vase of, mm-hmm. or I don't know, I don't know.
Anything?
Honestly,
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, and there's a lot of possibilities, I think, there with that story. Creepy, but a lot of possibilities.
I got a weird tapping on my shoulder during that story.
Well, that's exciting.
I feel really weird in this room right now. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. Really weird.
Well, gotta get the demon away out.
Whoever is here, if you are here, please leave.
Where's our equipment? I think it's in another room. It's Vigo right over there. He's a Carpathian. but he likes kittens. Vigo loved kittens.
He did?
He did. He was a kitten lover. Loved kittens.
Wait, are you joking right now, or are you?
No.
Really?
Vigo the Carpathian was a kitten lover.
I'm gonna sleep with bubbles tonight, okay?
You can look it up. Was Vigo the Carpathian a kitten lover? And you will
find... Well, you have that fake kitten over there.
Well, you have to realize first that Vigo the Carpathian was never a real person. But he did love kittens. That's the character. That's what they talked about in the movie Ghostbusters 2. I believe there was some line about Viggo loving kittens. I don't quote movies because I don't know lines.
He loved kittens.
And I find it annoying. But sometimes it's just kind of funny to find those things. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person.
What sign up at that outro
another
music?
Another show. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. And it's all commercial free. Just go to ghostpodcast.com. Sign up your Patreon there as well. The link is at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle. You'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.